Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans 5 and verse 12. The Apostle Paul looks back upon that event in Eden, when the serpent entered into that garden and tempted Adam and Eve to transgress the law of God. Through that sin, transgression of the law of God has entered into the world, so that all stand under the condemnation of sin. All have sinned, and therefore we must face the consequence of sin. Sin has consequences. The consequence of sin is death. Death by sin. And so death passed upon all men. Death is separation from God. When one sins, he creates a gulf between his own heart and the heart of God. Romans 6 and verse 23 states, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The choice is before us. We can choose to live in sin, or we can choose to live according to the law of God. The wages of sin is death. Sin always pays with death. Sin always brings separation. Ephesians 2 and verse 2, Paul stated even to the saints at Ephesus, "You who were dead in trespasses and sins." They were separated from God. They were cut off from God. In 1 Timothy 5 and verse 6, the scripture speaks of those young widows and states, "But she that giveth herself to pleasure is dead while she liveth." The apostle here speaks of the pleasures of this world, the sins of this world. Many believe sin to be pleasurable. The writer of the Hebrew letter even speaks about the pleasures of sin, but they last only for a season. Pleasure is temporary. Pleasure will soon pass. Pleasure will soon cease. And those who live in pleasure are even dead while they live. They are separated from God. They are cut off from God. They know not God. In the Old Testament book of Isaiah, at chapter 50 and verse 1, the scripture says, "Thus saith the Lord." As you read the Old Testament, you notice that this saying occurs very frequently. "Thus saith the Lord." When the Lord speaks, we need to listen. When the Lord utters His voice, we need to give an attentive ear. "Thus saith the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities have ye sold yourselves, and for your transgressions is your mother put away." Here the Lord God likens sin as a divorce from God. But notice that the Lord God says, "For your iniquities have ye sold yourselves." The choice was theirs. The transgression was theirs. And therefore the consequence was theirs. In chapter 59 and verse 2 of this same prophecy, the scripture says, "But your iniquities have separated between you and your God. Your sins have hid His face from you, that He will not hear. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, but His face is against them that do evil." 1 Peter 3 and verse 12. There is no union with God for those who live in sin. In 1 John 5 and verse 17, the scripture says, "There is a sin unto death." At Romans chapter 5 and verse 10, "For if when we were enemies, sin makes us an enemy of God." Sin brings us unto death. In the book of Ephesians, at chapter 4, at verses 18 and 19, the apostle speaks of a prior condition before salvation, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. The understanding is darkened, and as a result of the ignorance that is in them and the blindness of their heart, they are alienated from the life of God. But sin can even bring them to a condition where they are past feeling, and they have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. We can so engage in sin that we yield ourselves to sin, and it becomes the dominating factor in our life. Colossians 1, verse 21, "And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled." Sin cuts us off from God. Sin separates us from the life of God. The holiness of God has no association with the sinfulness of humanity. The consequence of sin is death. All have died because all have sinned. Sin is darkness. We abide in darkness when we live in sin. 1 John 1, verse 5, "God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." There is no sin in the character of God. God is holy. God is pure. God is free from all defilement and from all flaw. God is light. There is no sin in God. There is no transgression in God. Those who live in sin do not live in the light, but rather they live in the darkness of sin. In the book of Luke, at chapter 4 and verse 18, Jesus has come into the synagogue. He has taken up the book of the law, and he is reading from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Jesus Christ has been sent into the world so that he might recover the sight of the blind. We become blinded to sin. We cannot see the consequence of sin. We cannot understand what sin is doing to our heart and our life. In the third chapter of the Gospel of John, at verse 19, as Jesus speaks with Nicodemus about his coming into the world and the purpose of that coming, he says, "This is the condemnation." Now, Jesus did not only bring salvation to humanity, but he also brought condemnation to humanity. It depends upon where we decide to live, what decisions we make in our life, to whom we will be committed. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Those who commit deeds of evil are said to abide in the darkness. They do not abide in the light. They are separated from the light, and hence they are blinded and have little or no understanding of what they do, how they live, and the consequence that is present in their heart. Individuals who abide in sin do not see nor do they understand the folly of sin until perhaps they have gone so far into sin that they cannot be recovered or reclaimed. In the 26th chapter of the book of Acts, the Apostle Paul is speaking before Agrippa. Verse 18, he says that his mission, having been sent by the Lord Jesus Christ to preach the gospel, was to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light. Sin is darkness. The righteousness of Jesus Christ is light. The purpose of the gospel is to bring us into the light. The purpose of the coming of Jesus Christ into the world was to bring us into the light of God's glory, of God's holiness, and of God's purity. In Colossians 1 and verse 13, the Apostle Paul is speaking to the church at Corinth and describes the transition that had been made in their lives from being alienated from God into the marvelous kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, who delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Notice that phrase, the power of darkness. Sin has power. Sin has the power to enslave. In 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 14, the scripture speaks of those who have eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin. There are those who cannot turn away from sin because of the domination of sin. Jesus was speaking to a multitude in John 8 and verse 34, and he said, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. The Bible presents to us the power, the hold that sin has over an individual. When Paul writes in Romans chapter 6 about our being buried with Christ in baptism and arising from baptism into newness of life, he describes the prior condition of life. The Bible looks at what we were so that we might appreciate what we are, what we are capable of becoming. At verse 16 and 17 of Romans 6, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. They had yielded themselves as servants. We either yield ourselves unto sin, which leads to death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Sin brings death. Obedience brings righteousness. Ye were the servants of sin. Verse 19, ye yielded yourselves servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity. Iniquity only leads to more iniquity. Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, spoke of adding sin to sin. Sin only grows. Sin only becomes more vile and more intense. In verse 20, ye were the servants of sin. Sin is a master, and we are the servant. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2 and verse 26, the apostle said that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. The devil takes those who will yield to him and who will abide in his temptations as being taken captive. Sin will imprison the soul. Sin will captivate the heart of an individual. Sin will come to control and dominate. Sin will dictate what we do, how we live. Sin is slavery. Sin is darkness. The ultimate consequence of sin is death. While one lives in sin, he is dead to God. And if one persists in that condition of life, if one continues to abide in sin, he will ultimately die in sin. And the eternal consequence of sin is the eternal fire of hell, which the book of Revelation in chapter 2 describes as the second death. talks from the Bible are brought to you by The Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia. Remember, Talks from the Bible, Monday through Friday, 6:55 a.m. Thank you so much.